Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I'm joined by Nate McKeever of the Backlog Breakdown. Nate, thank you for joining me.
Hey, it's great to be here, man.
Well, wonderful. Good to have you. Well, we can get right into it. So with this episode, I'm introducing a new form of episode, which will henceforth be known as the Second Opinion, where we take a topic we did previously and just run it back with a new guest, a new perspective. So today, back in episode number 54, Billy Cox and I talked about the seemingly impending shift towards a very digital future. And we were more lenient on the digital side of things than I thought we'd be. And some might say a little too lenient.
So I think you guys were really soft on it.
I expected us to be harrowed and clutching our pearls. But Nate, how about you? Do you think we are headed into a digital apocalypse?
Possibly. It's a very, very strong maybe. Apocalypse feels a bit of a strong term, but
you and Billy both said that. I don't get what the problem is. It's just good marketing. I don't know.
But I do think there are a ton of red flags that the shift to a mostly digital sort of like library and form is raise. And you know, it's kind of one of those things that I think that we've kind of softened on it because you know, it's that Overton window thing. Right. So it's like, you know, you get used to it, it becomes normalized. And, you know, I would say that we've had, I think, a few scares, but we haven't had anything substantial enough to really have everybody like shrieking an alarm yet.
Sure.
I mean, years ago, Apple at one point in time lost the licensing for some Disney properties. And I specifically remember this because I believe it was The Incredibles. If you had purchased The Incredibles, there was a period of time where you could not watch that on Apple devices, even if you had purchased it through the iTunes store, right?
Gotcha. That is the best Pixar movie, so that'd be hard to lose.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, they're all good, but like, I'll be honest, The Incredibles is like...
It's incredible. It's,
chef kiss. So there was that. And then recently we had the whole Discovery Warner Brothers thing with PlayStation. And again, we don't know all the details behind why that happened, but it looked like for a while that it was going to just go away. And there was apparently enough of, I guess there's like a lot of like, you know, people who were just like Deadliest Catch, like diehard fans on PlayStation or something, who were just like, this shall not stand. But the biggest thing is that, and there's a lot of data as to why, like, there's a lot of, like, especially this, you know, talking about Sony, this Insomniac leak that just happened within the last few weeks pointed out that, I forget what game it was, but they had numbers for a game, and they had numbers for the physical version, and they had numbers for the digital version. Sold less of the digital version and made more money on the digital version of that game. So, like, naturally, the company is going to be like, oh, yes, go all digital. Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, it cuts out all the distribution, all the manufacturing, all that middleman stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's no way to pass a, like, the savings alone. Like, this is what I'm going to say. If you want to be a thrifty gamer, you best be buying physical because you're going to save more money on the regular physically, like, you know, GameStop, Best Buy, like all these places will have the buy one, get one half off, or the buy, you know, they have those sales all the time, used stuff. And there's no way to like, and now granted, I get it. And if the audience isn't aware, you haven't actually owned any software for years. It's all been licensed. Yeah. There's that EULA that you just nobody reads and you just bloop hit X and sure, you know.
Which, to be fair, I feel I don't know this for sure, but my understanding is like that's the same for physical media too. Like physical, the physical disc is you are just simply buying the license to play the game. The company can still take that away from you because of the very online like infrastructure.
The thing about that. So it's like with that, you're right. The company could rescind your right to use that data, right? And I'm not a lawyer, so like Rick Hoag over at Virtual Legality has done some talking on this, and he's way smart. He's an actual lawyer. Okay. And so like, if you guys are really curious about the ins and outs and the sort of all that stuff, I recommend go checking that out.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him. That'd be fascinating to check out.
He's a really interesting guy, smart dude. He's got, like, he made absolute gold with the ABK for a while. Okay. but the part of the problem, and what I would say is it's more of a common sense thing, is that all of the control is in the distributor side, all of it. Like, yeah. When you have physical media, like, here's the thing. I could take my place, like, let's just say I do something absolutely heinous, and I get myself banned on my PlayStation.
Sure.
What I could do is I could just disconnect it from the internet, and everything that I have in physical media, I can still access. Whereas, like, those licenses on the digital store place, they've been completely removed. Now, that's the big thing, is, like, the big scary thing is that, you know, eventually our corporate overlords are just going to, like, crack the whip, and you will obey, or they will take your goodies away from you.
Right. Sure. So.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's a fair response to the question, and is not as optimistic as Billy and I were, which is why we're doing this.
Now, do I think that's likely to happen? No.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that if it gets to that point, you know, the federal government will probably step in to offer some sort of consumer rights. Sure. And frankly, I don't think companies really want to, like, companies don't want to give you a reason to stop spending money.
Right.
Like, so, but what I'm saying is, like, I think I'm not going to make any bones about it. I tend to be pretty conservative. Right. And, sure. There's a lot of, like, you know, you see the cancel culture and everything like that. And the way that things are sort of becoming more interconnected.
Yeah.
And granted, I don't post a lot on social media about my politics or personal takes or anything. But let's just say, like, I get randy one day and I, like, post something a little spicy on Twitter just because I'm feeling a little, like, salty. The fact that, like, that could have ramifications on my digital library. Like, you know, let's just say someone at Steam doesn't like me, or someone at PlayStation decides that Nate McKeever is just a little too big for his britches and we're going to cut his access off. Like, that kind of power, to me, is, like, it's at the very, unacceptable is a strong term, but it's very sketchy.
Sure.
Like that,
yeah.
You know, and especially with, we had that major outage where a bunch of people got their PlayStation accounts banned for, like, basically no good reason. Did you hear about that?
I feel like there's been a few different times where it's, like, personal info has been leaked in some sense, but I haven't heard about
it. It was a few weeks ago. If I had been better prepared for this episode, maybe a month ago. Sure. But there was this kind of weird thing where it was, like, dozens, maybe hundreds of people were basically going to the internet and saying, like, hey, my account's been banned. I can't access any of my stuff. And it turned out it was, like, some sort of, like, weird bug.
Sure.
In sort of PlayStation's back end. I can't remember if they found, like, some sort of, like, link to what it caused it. But that's what I'm saying, is, like, now imagine, like, okay, so that was by accident. But then imagine that somebody just decides that they don't like a whole group of, like, people, and they're, like, they go through and they can just, like, turn off your access to stuff. No. Like, and again,
sure. Yeah.
I think at that point in time, like, you know, the courts would probably fix some of that. Federal sure. government might step in. But I mean, and even in some of the language that some of these EULAs have, like, you're not protected in any way, shape, or form. So, like, before we, and I guess, like, this is full disclosure, I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I buy a lot of stuff digitally. I buy some stuff physically too.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what I'm saying is, like, I think you need to go in, like, if you're going to commit to sort of being more, like, digital friendly, just commit it, like, understand that it, like, that the convenience comes with a pretty steep sort of, like, potential, like, downside.
Sure. Yeah. And it's like, it's important to be mindful. And like also in perspective, like these are video games. This is not a necessity.
Yes.
But like it's important to be mindful of like the landscape that we're in, the possibilities that could happen. Not trying to cause fear and get some pitchforks out, but yeah.
Oh, no, I want to totally fearmonger. Like, be afraid. Be very afraid.
There we go. This episode will do some numbers then. That's how we get the views and the clicks and everything.
No, and like I said, I just think it's like it's something that a lot of people just sort of like pass right by. Like they don't think about it. Because like it's like I think I remember Billy. I meant to actually listen to the episode in totality, but I think I remember Billy saying something like I could just download it and it's there and I don't have to like, and I heard people when the digital sort of was becoming a big thing, it's like, I don't want to get up and change a disc.
No, yeah, that was me. I said that. Yeah.
It's like, so I've heard that and I'm just like, like to me, I'm just like, oh, like
it's so silly, but it's so nice to just like not have to get up and press the button. Yeah.
So you want to know how I've been. So I have a sub to the PlayStation. oh geez. I'm talking really great here. The great PlayStation podcasting. Plus the super tier. Okay. It was like one of those things where I got it kind of on sale and I was like, anyways. But like I've been using the extra thing to just download games to my, like I own the physical version and I'm like, I don't want to get up and change the disc.
That's incredible. That's a whole nother level that respect.
Whole nother hustle where I'm just like, yes. But I think like, you know, it's kind of telling. There are pros and cons, like, but I think there's a lot of like things that we just don't think about when we think about like the digital ecosystems.
Yeah.
Like and again, it's a luxury. This is a luxury item.
Like, sure. Yeah.
So if you lost all your video games, well, yeah, maybe it's time to get new hobbies. Honestly, if someone I'd be mad about it for a little bit.
Yeah, but we're talking about like hundreds or thousands of dollars that might be lost. Yeah. Like, that's a real number.
That's a substantial. And I'd probably seek some sort of damages. If I thought like there was an actual case there. But again, the language that these, like the EULA for just like PlayStation, it's like, you don't have many rights. Like, because I have listened to some content where they talked about it and it was basically like, if you have an outstanding balance in your like wallet, we'll refund you that. But like all the money that you've dumped into the ecosystem, it's just poof, gone. There's nothing to sort of like kind of take with you. I don't know, dude. It's one of those things where, and again, do I think it's likely? No,
sure.
No. Yeah. But I think a lot of people are pretty blasé about it. When the reality is, if you just look at the things that could happen, it's like, could we, and I'm kind of being grim, right? But it's like, we don't need to spend tons of time thinking about it. But like, you know, the fact of the matter is like, dude, we could all wake up tomorrow and World War III could like have broken out and like China decided to like really just go nuts. There are lots of things that are potentials, like potentialities, but aren't likely. And I kind of put that in that category where it's like, this probably isn't going to happen.
Sure.
They'll probably find a way that works out a little bit better. But yeah, it's like when basically all of your content is kind of at the whim of just like some digital ones and zeros and some nerd with an agenda could just like cut you off. It's a little spooky.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. But until then, I'm going to enjoy not getting up from my couch to change the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I subbed to PlayStation Plus Extra. So.
Well, nice. We can start wrapping up here. Nate, what are you playing?
At the moment, I've been kind of like, so at the time of recording, I'm trying to finish up the seasonal banner for Diablo 2 or 4.
Very nice. Very cool. Similarly, but different, I have dabbled back into Halo Infinite. Enjoying that.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Nate, thank you again for joining me on this. Where else are you out on the internet?
If you want to see me occasionally post pictures of my son or cigars or whatever.
But of course,
who wouldn't? Duh. It's Nate_McKeever on pretty much all the different platforms. And then if you want to check out the breakdown, it's the hashtag backlog breakdown pretty much wherever. It's like, I think it's on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. It's BB Downcast. And we're kind of all over the place. Yeah. So.
Well, very nice. Well, thank you for joining me. I ought to get you and Billy on episode together. That'll be maybe our spiciest episode ever.
Dude, I have no problem. Like, here's the thing is like, and I don't like conflict, but I have no problems being a contrarian. So I will just disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
Well, the problem is you and Billy will either be contrarians or you'll team up and like, you'll be unstoppable of just spicy hot takes. It'd be a great time.
Dude, I'm game for it. Anytime, man.
Well, thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials and let us know. Again, are you okay with this maybe all digital future? Are you nervous about it? That's all time we have for today. Thanks.